Initially, I was going to speak about our Lord Jesus Christ, the true light of the world. And during the Pentecost, during the 50 day from the resurrection to ascension or to descendants of the Holy Spirit, the church concentrates on who is Jesus Christ? Who is the resurrected Jesus Christ for me? So in the first Sunday of the Pentecost, we found what we call Sunday of St. Thomas, or Thomas Sunday. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples on the eve of his resurrection. St. Thomas wasn't among them. And then, when he came, they informed him about the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. He doubted the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, a week after that, which is the first week in the Pentecost, the Lord came specially for Thomas. They said to him, put your finger in the prints of my passion, in my hands and my ear and my side, and believe and don't be non-believer. So he said, my God and my Lord. So the first resurrection, the first Sunday of the Pentecost, we say the proof of our Lord Jesus Christ's resurrection. Oh, Jesus Christ the resurrected. But how can I benefit from the resurrection of my Lord Jesus Christ? Who is Jesus Christ to me? To me, he announced about himself in many points, in many occasions. مين المسيح ده بالنسبة لي أنا؟ وإزاي أنا أستفيد بالقيامة بتاعته؟ فهو أعلن عن نفسه أكتر من مرة. هو مين؟ He announced about himself. First he said last week. What did he say about last week? Do you remember? I am the bread of life. أنا هو خبز الحياة. He said that in St. John's Gospel chapter 6 when he said, I am the bread of life. And the beginning in chapter 6, as we know, was the great miracle of feeding the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And then the people were searching for him, not because they saw the miracles and believed, but because they ate of the food and were saturated. So they were seeking for him, not as a Lord to benefit from him, but as a source of food for him, for them. They became hungry again, so they were searching for him. Then he started from this point to declare to them, or to explain to them, why did he perform the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish? He did not do this miracle just to feed the people, but to give himself as an example. And he was saying, if I feed thousands of people with 5 loaves and 2 fish, then I'll be able to feed the whole world, not from 5 food and 2 fish, but from my own body. Then he said, do not work for the perish food, but where for the everlasting food. And then they said to him, our forefathers were given the manna from heaven by Moses. And then he said to them, not Moses gave you the manna from heaven, but the Father gives you the true food from heaven. They said, give us this bread every time. Then he said openly, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats my body and drinks my blood, number one, will live forever. Number two, will abide in me and I in him. Number two, he will have everlasting life. And number four, he said, who eats me lives by me. Man ya'kulni yahya bi. So, this was the last Sunday reading. Tomorrow, God willing, he will present himself in another performance, in another benefit from him. When he met the Samaritan woman in St. John Gospel number 4, he said to her, whoever drinks from this water will thirst again. But the water which I give, who drinks from this water will not be thirst. But the water that I give him will be flow from him and everlasting from his spring, everlasting life. Then she said to him, give me this water. I don't want to come to the well of Jacob every now and then or every day at noon, avoiding to meet the people because of my bad reputation, and everyone knows that I am a sinner woman, and I'm ashamed to face them, so I come every day at noon to have my water from the well of Jacob. And then when she said to him, give me this water, he said, go, call your husband and come. Then she confessed her sin. She confessed her sin openly, and she said, I don't have a husband. I had 5 men, and the one that I live with now is not my husband. Then the Lord said, I accept your confession. How did he say that? Allah, anti ulti bisiq. You said the truth. I love that. But he didn't say, I love you because you are a sinner. No. But he said to her, I love you because you are a good repenter. You repented. So the Lord does not praise the sinner, but he encourages the sinner to repent. When he repents, he expresses his love to him and his joy about his repentance. This was what happened with the Lord that day. When he asked the Samaritan woman first to give him water, the end of the story that he gave her not normal water, but the everlasting water, the true water, the water which is given us through the Holy Spirit. Through the Holy Spirit. So tomorrow, as if he is saying, I am the water of life. So last week, I am the bread of life. This week, I am the water of life. But next week also, he will say about himself what he said tonight. Tonight he said, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And I will come back to that to concentrate on it, but I'm summarizing the readings of the 7 weeks of Pentecost. So he said, he will say next week, I am the light of the life. I am the light of the world. The fifth week, he will say, I am the way, the truth, and life. So he is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He is the light of life. He is the resurrection, truth, and life. Ana huwa al-qiyama wal-haq wal-haya. These are the 5 weeks which come between the resurrection and the ascension. The ascension happened after 40 days of his resurrection, yes? So 40 days after his resurrection, 7 times 5 equals 35. 35 will be the fifth Sunday. And then add 5 days, you reach Thursday. On Thursday, he ascended into heavens at the 40th day of his resurrection. So in the other 2 weeks, the church will switch to, not to Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ ascended into heaven, but to the Holy Spirit. And you will find on the sixth Sunday about the Holy Spirit, and on the seventh Sunday, the celebration of the birth of the church through the Holy Spirit. These are the 7 weeks of resurrection. That's why we concentrate on the book of St. John, the Gospel of St. John, especially concentrated on the divine issues of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He is the light of life. He is the resurrection, truth, and life. And he is through him, he will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is now acting in the church to give all of us believers in our Lord Jesus Christ the benefit of his salvation, starting of the resurrection and the confirmation, the Marun, and the confession, and the Holy Communion, and the anointing of the sick people, yeah, and the marriage, matrimony, and at last, the servant of the sacraments, which is the priesthood. These are the 7 sacraments that the Holy Spirit performs to transmit to us the benefits of the salvation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he performed on the cross, giving himself for our life, for our salvation, for our everlasting life to inherit the kingdom of heavens. And on earth, he helps us to be forgiven, to forgive our sins, to forgive our sins. So now, before Jesus Christ, the people were paying the wage of their sins. After Jesus Christ died on the cross on behalf of the Holy Spirit, whoever believes in him and repents, then the Lord dies for him, but not dying again. But we have the Holy Liturgy. In the Holy Liturgy, the Lord accepts our offering, the bread and wine, and the Holy Spirit transfers the bread into his body, body of Jesus Christ, and the wine into the blood of Jesus Christ, and we drink his body, eat his body and drink his blood, and then we get the forgiveness of our sins. This is the way that we have the benefit of all the benefits of the Holy Spirit. Now, summarizing in a few minutes, what is the meaning of Jesus is the true light of the whole world? 3 points we want to speak about. Number one, what is the light in the Old Testament? And number two, what is the light to me, means to me? And number three, some exercise, spiritual exercise for us how to live. Number one, what do you think? Why did the Lord speak about himself saying, I am the true light of the world? In your opinion, it's a question. Think and answer. And whatever you want to say, say. Any idea comes to your mind. Why does the Lord say about himself that he is the true light of the world? Yes?
We cannot see the Lord.
Yes. If now we put all the lights of the church, we turn them down, turn them off, okay? And cover all the windows completely, what you will be able to see? If we make here, God forbid, this place, Yani, completely dark. Put it in darkness. What will you see? Nothing. Why nothing? Because our eyes are not the source of light. Our eyes need a light. And the light reflects on my eyes, comes to my eyes, and reflects to the people, to the pews, to the runner, to everything, to let me see it. So the light is very, very, very important to us. That's why the first thing the Lord did when he wanted to create heaven and earth, he said, let there be light. Because without the light, nothing would be able to be able to see. So, and to insist on this point, he said, before that, the whole creation was dark, completely, cannot earth, khareba, distracted, empty, without any light. But the Holy Spirit was wavering on the face of the waters. Then when the Lord said, let there be light, then the darkness started to remove and remove and remove and reduce. It could take millions of years. We don't know. It would take hundreds of years, tens of years. We don't know. That's why we say, when he said it was one night and one day, the first day, or one night and one day, the second day, one night and one day, the third day, no one can determine how long was this day. This day was not only 24 hours. No one can say that. It could have needed hundreds or thousands of years, because if the whole universe was dark and then the light starts to be seen, I don't know how long does it take. So the first day the Lord said, let there be light. أول يوم قال ليكن نور فكان نور. طب النور ده ترى أخذ قد إيه؟ أخذ سنة؟ أخذ مليون سنة؟ أخذ 10,000 سنة؟ ما نعرف. لكن نعرف إن اليوم الأولاني اتخلق فيه النور، ومن غير النور ما فيش حياة. علشان كده unfortunately the blind people cannot see the light. They can see the inner light, what we call enlightening of their hearts. But literally, they cannot see anything. Why? Because the light, although the light is there, but their eyes are all closed, or sometimes they don't have eyes at all. Something they were born with. So the importance of light is we can see light. So this is the importance of the light. That's why the Lord created the light in the first day. But when did he create the sun and the moon and the stars? On the fourth day. So 3 days or three parts or three divisions of the creation, there was no sun, there was no moon, there was no stars. ثلاث أيام لكن في شمس ولا في قمر ولا في نجوم. صح؟ لكن just was light spread all over the world. لا, all over the universe. Not only the world, because the world is something here, يعني the world, كرة الأرضية, the earth, is something compared to the universe like a spot. The whole earth that we live on. It's like a spot. حاجة أصغر من أصغر الأجرام. One of the very small stars in the whole universe. Anyhow, then if the Lord wants the light, then he insisted to make everything enlightened. When he asked Moses to build a tabernacle, there was the lampstand in the tabernacle. And the lampstand was made of golden, true gold, because this light resembles the true light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Haikal of Sulaiman, in the Temple of Solomon, the same thing. There was lights here and there and there. And something I want to know. There was, at the very end of the Holy of Holies, a lamp, and this candle was lit day and night. Always. That's why I prefer to let the candle inside the Haikal, inside the temple, be on all time. And this is the source. Not every time we start the liturgy or the services, we lit with a chokmah and meat from the beginning. No, we take from the always light in the Pantocrator. The always light in the Pantocrator. That's why in the past there was a man called Candelift. Candelift, the man who takes care of the candle. Only his work is to take care of the candle of the church, especially the principal one inside. Why? Because the Lord wants the church to be always enlightened. Either we have service or we don't have service. For us, we keep all the candles in the iconostasis on all the time. We don't turn them off. Anytime you enter the church, you'll find all these candles, الأناديل دي كلها تلاقيها منورة. واخد بالك؟ كلها منورة على طول. في قداس، في عشية، ما فيش قداس، ما فيش عشية، كنيسة مقفولة، كنيسة مفتوحة، ده منور على طول. لأن ربنا إيه؟ عايز يقول in the house, his house is source of light every time. So on the fourth day, he created the sun. But the sun was the source of light, created source of light. The moon is not created source of light. And the stars also. What happens is that the sun's resembles literally our Lord Jesus Christ, because the sun is the source of life. But the moon in itself is not a lightning star. No. Not light. What happens? The moon takes its light from the sun and reflects this light on the earth. Then when the earth is between the moon and the sun, between the moon and the sun, then it will be enlightened in the day. When it turns, when the moon is under the earth, so the earth will hide the moon from the light of the sun. Then it will be dark days. So that's why in the Arabic month or the Jewish month, half of the month you find the moon from zero light to a little bit, until it becomes completely light. Completely light. لو القمر جه تحت الشم تحت الأرض يبقى مش هتشوف نور الإيه مش هشوف نور الشمس ويبقى مظلم في أول الشهر العربي. وبعدين يبتدي القمر يلف ويلف يلف يلف، يجي القمر فوق الايه؟ فوق الأرض. لما يجي القمر فوق الأرض ياخد ضوءه كومبليتلي من الشمس وينور، نقول إن إحنا القمر بقى بدر. مالي مش هلال صغير، بدر يعني مالي كده. This is exactly spiritually what happens to me. I take my light from the sun. If the earth hides me from the true light, then I will be dark. But if I turn in this way, and the moon, which is me, because I am the light of the world, but he is the true light of the world. He said to us, you are the light of the world. Antum nur al-alam. But he is the true light. He is like the sun, but we are like the moon. So if this moon is under the earth, then it will be enlightened, not enlightened. It will be dark. مش كده؟ لو احنا الحاجات المادية اللي في العالم حجبتنا عن شمس البر، هنبقى مظلمين. If the worldly lusts and needs of the world hides me from the sun, then I will be dark. But if I turn myself over the lusts of the world, then the sun of righteousness will enlighten me, and then my light will reflect on the earth. Then the people will see my good works and glorify my Father in heaven. Will see me as a moon, and I take my light from the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ. When I take my light from Jesus Christ, then I will enlighten the world. But if the worldly lusts hide me from the Son of Righteousness, our Lord Jesus Christ, then I will be offending the people, because I'm supposed to be a light of the world, but I am a darkness of the world. المثل ده، this example very important for me to understand why the Lord Jesus Christ says about himself, I am the true light. Number two. When did our Lord Jesus Christ say, I am the true of the light? I am the light of the world. I give you from St. John Gospel to understand why did our Lord Jesus Christ say that. Look at the beginning of chapter 8. The scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Then this they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Then Jesus had raised himself up, and saw no one but the woman. Said to her, Woman, where are those accusers those accusers of yours, has no one condemned you? She said, no one, Lord. And said, Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. After that, Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. This is the link between why he said, I am the light of the world, and the event that happened before that. When he justified and accepted the repentance of this woman, he said to them, I am the light of the world because, lay along them, because in the law of Moses, there is a condition. If they want to stone a sinner woman, the first stone must be thrown from a non-sinner man. This is the law. Not they assemble and then they try to start to stone here. The first one, the oldest one, who stone here first, number 7, read number 7. He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. The first stone must be given by one who is not sinner. And he started to write on the ground. He was one of the forefathers meditated and said he was writing sins. And everyone approach the woman to stone, he finds his sin on the ground. He threw the stone and leaves. That's why they left from the oldest to the newest. That's why he said, I am the light. I am the true light. I have the true commandments. You are not supposed to condemn him, to judge him. Because no one is without sin. I am the light of the world. So Jesus Christ is the true light of the world. And Jesus Christ, when he says, I forgive your sins, it does mean that I will bear the price of your sin. And he did that on the cross. That's why he is only now the one in the whole world that able to forgive my sin. Neither the priest, nor the bishop, nor the patriarch, no one. We don't forgive the sins of the whole world. We don't forgive the sins of the sinner. We absolve, absolution. That's why we call it absolution. I don't forgive your sins. The Holy Spirit on my mouth, as a specialist in this, as a servant of the sacrament, the Holy Spirit speaks on my mouth, gives you the forgiveness of sins. Not Shenouda or Abuna Marcus or Amba Flan. No one. That's why when he said, you are not supposed to stone here because no one of you is without sin. This is the meaning of Jesus Christ is the true light of the world. The true commandment of the Lord, you take it from the mouth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the true light. And in his light, we shall see light. But without his light, we shall not see light. Even if our these literal eyes are 6 on 6 sharp. Yeah? So the true light here is not to see the things, but to see the truth. And this is the relationship between the light of the truth. The light and the truth. The light and the truth means in his light we can see the true truth of the whole world. Number 2, there is a relationship between light and life. Light and life. When the Lord or when any one of us long life for everyone, but after we depart, when we depart, we will be in darkness in the tomb, yes? There is no light in the tomb. Why? Because we are death. And death here is a symbol of the sins. When we repent, then we will go out of the darkness of the tomb to the light of the whole world, to his light. And this is the relationship between life and light. So long we live in him as a true light, then we will live forever. We will live forever. Even after we depart this world, we will go to the paradise of joy. And in the paradise of joy, there is a true light. We'll not go, God forbid anyone, to go to the hell, no, or Hades. We will go to the paradise of joy, which is full of light. Light and truth, light and life. At the end, light and love. There is a relationship between light and love. مش كده ولا لا؟ أول نقطة العلاقة بين النور والإيه؟ النور والحق. تاني نقطة العلاقة بين النور والحياة. تالت نقطة العلاقة بين النور والحب والمحبة. St. John said in his first epistle, if I say that I am in the light and I hate my brother, then I'm lying. If I say that I am in the light, من قال إنه في النور وهو يبغض أخاه فهو كذب وليس الحق فيه. Why? Because if I do not love my brother whom I see, how can I love God whom I don't see? I don't see. If I don't love my brother and sister and neighbor and friend and the people around me, and then I say, I love God, I'm lying, then I don't live in light, but in darkness. So light here has three dimensions. One of them, truth. Second, life. And third, love. Anyone who was born again from water and spirit in the baptism and confirmed with the Holy Spirit in the confirmation and has become the temple of the Holy Spirit is supposed to live in these three. Otherwise, he will be denying the power of his light in him. If he doesn't have true life, if he doesn't walk in the truth, and if he does not love everyone, even those who hate him, even those who hurt him, even those who insult him, even those who persecute him, I should not lose my love toward anyone. Why? Because God is love, and God is the true light. If I live in the true light, then I am supposed to live in full, unconditional love to each one. Because God loved us on the cross while we were sinners. And he still loves us even when we sin. But he will love us more, and we benefit from his love when we repent from our sins. May the true light enlighten our life from inside and enlighten our inner eyes from inside to recognize the true meaning of Jesus Christ as the true light and the bread of life and the water of life and the resurrection and the truth and life. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Do you have any question? Just a verse just one verse to conclude before we pray. Chapter 3. Read your Michael.
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things below. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth: fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
Grace of God be with us all. Amen. Thank you for listening. If you have time to pray with us, I'll be glad. Fadam. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from God, Amen. Allahumma ja'alna mustahiqeen naqul bi shukri abana alladhi fis samawat, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Give us our trespasses as we give those trespasses against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ is the Lord. Thy Latin. Nashkur sana al khayrat al rahum al ab rabbana wa lana kulisa al masih. Annu satarna an hafadna kubalna liyush faqalina wa adabna wa tabina ladisa.